29A. You got 5 minutes, and then I escort you back out of the cell block. Visitor!
Sergio. Ronnie!
5 minutes. Remember.
Oh, honey. Not too cozy, is it?
Well, actually, it's just like my bedroom at home. Now that my bedroom's in the bunker.
Are you sleeping okay?
No. Not at all. Not at all. But there'll be lots of time for that if the verdict comes back guilty.
Nobody in their right mind would believe you were a traitor.
She's right. Treason is a crime of intent.
What the hell?
Durga? Is that you?
Now new and improved.
Ronnie, you're getting spooky again.
Durga is a gigantically powerful ex-military rogue AI.
Coming through your chatter.
My chatter?
Little bottle, big genie. I'm the one that got Ronnie into this mess.
No, I got myself in this mess.
Well, you sure as hell better be getting her out.
Sarah John, unless you want your name changed to Trixie D. Light on every government form for the rest of your life, I advise you to hush up and be polite.
As a matter of fact, I am going to get her out. At least I think so.
I wondered if you were pulling some strings when they moved me from the military jail to a civilian one.
I wanted to tell you, but they shut your chatter down.
Were you the one who sent me the note telling me where Ronnie was?
Standish is under full investigation for the cover-up at Chawla and the attempted murder of Colonel Herzog.
Attempted? But they said on the news he was dead.
But that was before I heard him call you.
Called me? Durga, I haven't talked to Herzog since I was in Kentucky.
Uh-oh. Access. All right. I found police records of the aftermath of the crash.
Standish made Herzog's car crash?
DRT, it says. Driver killed on impact. But I heard him.
But could Herzog have faked the police reports? He's very clever.
No. I think something else was faked.
But even if it was faked, we never would have been able to turn off the artifact if it wasn't for... Oh, let's not talk about this now.
But...
Sarah John has aided and abetted me all my life. But this is not the time.
Ronnie, I would do anything you asked me to.
Of course you would. But not this time.
I cannot believe all this stuff was happening. You didn't tell me?
After the guy on the roof, are you crazy? Someone would have come to kill you.
Look, they sent one of those guys out to Kentucky, and Jason will probably pick him off the roof with a deer rifle.
Probably.
Oh, Ronnie, this is horrible.
Ronnie, I'm sorry. The guard is coming back.
I'll come see you tomorrow. I have a motel room a few blocks away, and I'm staying right there until...
No, no, you don't have to do that.
Until this whole mess is settled and they let you go.
I'll take care of her.
See that you do.
Ronnie, you'll be out in 2 days. Come see us in New York when they let you go. You know where.
It's time.
I'll be back tomorrow. Jason wants to come too, but for some reason he thinks you're mad at him.
Well, tell him I'm not considered dangerous as death row inmates go.
Ladies!
Back off! If these folks don't take good care of you, Ronnie, there will be hell to pay.
Don't cry, honey. Your mascara.
Oh, hell!
I love you. Sarah John, I love you.
Excuse me, Al. Is this seat taken?
No, that's fine.
So, you decided to go back to Boston, eh?
Yeah, I was thinking about going back home, but... Wait a minute. It's you.
Yes.
You're from Section Zero.
Yes, I am.
Nobody likes internal affairs. I didn't think I would take it, but there's no going back for me. I get that now.
Take what?
Well, didn't you come to offer me a job?
Oh, well, yes, actually. Yeah, that song was right about you.
He's really dead, isn't he?
Unfortunately, yes.
I was hoping that was a lie, too.
Well, I didn't come here to lie to you, Ani.
I was beginning to wonder if you were going to show up. I picked an empty compartment on purpose.
But, you thought we would find you today? Here? On a moving train?
I had a hunch.
Why? There wasn't anyone to hail you on the way to the station.
You guys put a bug in my purse. I left it there.
I thought you had forgotten about it.
Nope.
I think I'm going to like working with you, Ms. Sobek.
I want a black suit. And knockout gas. If I'm going to be spying on the spies, I definitely need a pen full of knockout gas.
You certainly do. I'll see what we can do about that.
Nick.
What in the hell is going on?
They're here.